Okay, today is Friday, October 2nd, 2015. This is Patrick Callahan with the Westchester Public Library in Westchester, Illinois. Today we're going to be speaking with Mary Devereaux Gish, a retired school teacher and a 70-year resident of Westchester. This interview is being conducted for the Canterbury Tales Oral History Project here at the Westchester Public Library. Okay, so to get started, you had prepared something to read. Do you want to go ahead and read that?
Yes. Growing up in Westchester, my parents, Harry and Mary Devereaux, and I moved to Westchester from Chicago in the summer of 1942. I was 5 years old. The contractor, Skorecki, built our Cape Cod brick home at 1220 Eidorn. Every Sunday, we would drive out from Chicago to see the progress. We had to park on Boger Avenue and walk across the field for a block, for there was no street on Eidorn yet. We walked the planks into the unfinished house and were very excited. Eventually, a road of stones or gravel was put in and we could park in front of the house. There were no houses on the 1200 block of Eidorn but ours. Soon, a small frame home was built on a lot over by an elderly couple, Mr. and Mrs. Bass. Both houses had two bedrooms, one bathroom, kitchen, and a living room. The following year, the 1300 and the 1500 blocks of Eidorn were built up. Across the street from us was still a prairie. It was that way for most of the streets in the 1200 blocks. We belonged to St. Don Matilda Catholic Parish in Hillside. Our masses were held in the Madre Della Rosa Seminary Chapel of the Servite Order of Priests. The school on Wolf Road was a wooden structure housing the nuns on the top floor with a classroom there and with four classrooms on the first floor. A mini library was in the hall on the second floor. There were double classes in most rooms and no kindergarten. The West Town's public bus would pick up the kids on our side of Westchester and Hillside and take us to three schools. One was the Lutheran one-room schoolhouse on Cermak and Wolf, which is still there. The second one was the public school for Hillside across from Mount Carmel Cemetery. The third was for the Catholic school at St. Don Matilda's. We laughed and talked on the rides to and from. It cost a nickel a ride. My Girl Scout days were all at Hillside School after school. When I was six, the 1300 built up and I played with Sally Miller and Antonia Posovich. We played with dolls and cutouts. We played army and horses in the open fields around us. We also played canasta on porches and tried to play basketball. We put on plays for our younger brothers and sisters, which even included ads for cigarettes in our plays. One of my fun memories was playing ball with several kids from all around the blocks at the corner of Wolf and Dickens, where there is now a church. We played with Larry McGuire, the Tawny Boys, the Summer Boys, and the others I mentioned. Mostly, we played Piggy Move Up, because we seldom had enough for two real teams. We rode our sleds down the hilly, icy street of Eidorn in the winter, and ice skated on a pond in the golf course that had a broken fence. We played in the orchards behind the houses on Eidorn. We tried to climb Big Tree, so called because we were so clever. A mobile library came once a month to Hillside, near the Hillside Public School. I was always excited to get books to read. I rode my bike on Wolf Road. On either side of Wolf Road was Mount Carmel Cemetery, and on the other, the Hillside Golf Course, now Proviso West High School. I often rode around in the cemetery because it was fun to go on winding roads. Later, Westchester had a small library in the village hall. When there was a referendum to build a library building, I recall my dad telling me I should always vote for things that are good for the village, even if it means paying more taxes. Happily, others thought so too. We now have a lovely library. By the time I was 11, Divine Infant Jesus Catholic Church was built on the other side of Westchester, and it housed both a church and a school. However, the school had grades 1 through 5, but I was in 6th grade, so I continued at St. Domitilla's. During my 6th grade year, a new brick school with a church in the basement was built at St. Dom's. I received confirmation there with the bishop and my uncle, Father William Devereaux, presiding. I felt very excited and grown up. I graduated from St. Domitilla's in 1951. My sister Carol, however, had started in first grade at Divine Infant and continued there. She was in the first graduating class from Divine Infant. When I think about stores, I recall a family-owned small grocery store on Hillside down the street across from the Oakland Cemetery. I would walk there for bread and milk. It was close to a mile. Otherwise, we went to the grocery store called Wisconsin Farms in Broadview across the bridge on Roosevelt Road. If my mom wanted to look for clothes, we went to Weebolt's, the fair, and Marshall Fields in Oak Park. As I got older, we rode our bikes all around and especially liked to ride to Knob Hill, where the Mormon church is now, because we could watch the older boys play ball. We were out till the street lights came on. When I was in my teen years, we would go to the teen club at DI on Sunday evenings. We were taught religion, which I already had in school, and then we could listen to records and dance and talk. When I was old enough to take the bus on my own, a group of us would go to the movies. We could go to the Lido and the Yale and Maywood on two buses. We took the bus to the Oakwin in Berwyn and the Ritz in Oak Park, and with a transfer or two, we could go to the Forest in Forest Park. The L station was in Westchester on Canterbury near Westchester Boulevard. In the summer, we took the L to Bellwood for the pool, or to the one in Forest Park. We even went by ourselves to Riverview, taking the train and transfer to the bus. As a teen, I could take the L to the movies downtown, where they had shows, as well as movies for a matinee. I saw Martin and Lewis and Eartha Kitt live on stage. Along the way, my parents had two more babies, Bill and Harry. Now there were four of us kids. Many changes came in my high school years. My dad and mom had our house enlarged. There were houses built across the street. When I was 18, our parish was now Divine Providence. My two brothers, Bill and Harry, attended school and graduated from there. I attended Immaculate Conception High School in Elmhurst. I took the bus that ran on Roosevelt Road to County Line Road. Then I walked a half a mile to York Road and caught the public bus there, which dropped me off in front of school. I graduated with an excellent education from IC High in 1955. I enjoyed my teen years because of the good friends I met. I graduated from the College of St. Francis in Joliet in 1959. That summer, on a stormy night, our house was struck by lightning, and the volunteer firemen of Westchester put out the fire. My dad said they did a quick and careful job, for which we were most grateful. That was a special year, for I met Frank Gish, my future husband, at Hillside School. He was working on the addition as an electrician, and I was teaching second grade. We married at Divine Providence in 1960, and we moved in 1963 to our home on Martindale Drive East. Our four daughters, Mary Fran, Peggy, Elizabeth, and Kate, grew up here. Frank went to the Lord here. I am active in Divine Providence. Wonderful people live in Westchester, and I've had a happy childhood and life in Westchester. Then I have made a little list of things, looking back at changes in Westchester. Besides the ones I've already mentioned, for example, the Westchester schools, there were four in Westchester, one at Gladstone, one at Nixon, one at Kennedy, and High Ridge, which came later, much later. There were only two before that, Gladstone and Westchester, Nixon. So when they built the four schools, each school had their own kindergarten through eighth grade.
Okay.
And at some point, we had much less children, and of course we had Divine Infant School, and we had Divine Providence School.
Okay.
So they closed Kennedy School for a while, and in fact, they rented it out to some businesses. Kennedy School is a primary school, and I believe it's kindergarten through second grade. And then High Ridge is third grade through fifth grade. And then sixth, seventh, and eighth is at Westchester Schools. Nixon, which is now called middle school. Gladstone was closed, and I don't know what they used that for.
Okay.
So my children went to, the first two girls went to Mary Jane Kennedy for kindergarten. And then Divine Providence had their own kindergarten.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Was it your experience, or do you recall if it was the experience of your daughters, where did the kids from that went to different schools play together in the neighborhood?
Oh, yes.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, yes.
So that wasn't, their social life wasn't really totally locked into what school they went to.
No. Part of that was the public schools had Halloween parties.
Okay.
And, you know, all the kids in the neighborhood would go. The library had the story hour for the little kids. And, you know, kids from all over would come. And then...
In the new building or when it was in the Village Hall?
My children were too young for the Village Hall one.
Okay.
So I don't know what happened there. But at the new building is where... My kids came for library story hour and came to the library. One funny thing was when I first was looking for books for kids, I came to the library and took home some little books. And actually, they were in a different kind of language. They were in the public schools had accepted an alphabet that was different from the 27, our alphabet,
mm-hmm.
And they had, every sound had a letter. And I didn't know this when I brought the books home, and now I'm looking at this and I can't read it. So I brought it back, and they said, well, that the Westchester schools were teaching this new alphabet, and then in third grade they would switch them over to the regular alphabet. But that experiment did not last very long. So that was one of the strange things. I don't know what the library did with all the books they had, but
that'd
anyway.
Be interesting.
Yes, and so the to that effect, see, Divine Infant had this teen club.
Okay.
And so it would be the public school kids from Proviso. There was only one public high school. Proviso East, which was not East, but just Proviso.
Okay.
In
Maywood?
Maywood, yeah.
Okay.
And so the kids that went to Proviso or the public schools would come, if they were Catholic, would come over to DI, and so we would meet kids from different places. And then when I was in high school, there were some kids went to Fenwick, some kids went to Nazareth, a group of us went to IC in Elmhurst. So besides Proviso, there were other students from different places, and we all would congregate at DI because they had a teen club.
I think that's still true of Westchester. We've noticed that, like, teens in Westchester go to, like, I know it's like seven or eight different high schools. I mean, they go as far west as Montini and Lombard. Some go to Fenwick, some go to St. Ignatius, the different Proviso schools, you know.
And then NIHM and St. Joe's wasn't here.
Right.
So that made a difference. And then two of my older girls went to IC High School, and they took buses like I did, you know, and connected. And then my younger two went to IHM, Immaculate Heart of Mary High School. And my two brothers went to St. Joseph's. That was an all-boys school. And IHM was an all-girls school. My sister went to Nazareth. And around my time of my sister's schooling, they had divided up Proviso West and Proviso East. They had built Proviso West. And the place where we used to go ice skating, the Hillside Golf Course, where the fence was broken in the winter, that became Proviso West.
Okay, interesting. My wife's a teacher there now, actually.
So one of the other things, that's all I can think of at the schools.
Yeah. Okay. And then, of course, across the street from West is Mount Carmel Cemetery. Then, you know, heaven, and that's the next thing we're going to talk about is the cemeteries.
Right. When I was growing up, there were no fences around any cemetery.
Yeah, that's interesting. I remember you mentioned that before.
Right. And so sometimes we would walk, if we were going to DI or meeting kids from DI, we would walk through Oakland Cemetery. There was no fence, so we would just walk through. And as I said, we rode our bikes around in Mount Carmel and looked at the different, there were fancy headstones and things like that, you know, so we would look at those and ride around. And there were hardly any cars during the week. It would be a weekend, you know. And a funny thing is that when our lawn was at 1220 Hydorn, had a lot of dandelions. Many people came out on the buses to Mount Carmel to visit the cemetery. And some of them would go to my mother's house, father's house, and ask, could they pick the dandelions so they could make dandelion wine? My mom and dad said, sure, they were happy to get rid of the dandelions. And then Queen of Heaven was developed. And before it was totally developed, they had a great big pond in there. And I never saw anybody doing this, but I heard that people used to fish there in that pond. They would go fishing in the pond at the cemetery. Yeah. So then we rode around in Mount Carmel, Queen of Heaven. But that was, that did come when I was still in 1220 Hydorn.
Do you know, can you remember when they put the fences up around, roughly, or no?
No, I really don't remember. I suppose when the houses got closer and closer to the...
With development,
yeah.
Residential development.
See, like Haas, there weren't many houses on Haas, and that's right in front of the cemetery. So, I don't know, maybe they had vandalism, I don't know. I never heard of any vandalism here, but at any of the cemeteries. But there could have been, I don't know. Now, the grocery stores, where there is currently a Jewel, there had been a National, and I think there was an A&P there. But that didn't last very long. The Jewel then came in, and we had that, and there was a dime store, a Benjamin Franklin dime store there in that little section. There was a bakery. Heineken's bakery was there. And where there's Giordano's, there was another restaurant, pizza-type restaurant. And so there were little stores coming up here and there. When I was a teenager, I worked at Kopecky Drugstore in Broadview. That was the closest drugstore. And then we got Nosek's here, which was also a Rexall drugstore. That was on Mannheim Road. And I worked there. That I was done working by that time. And I had worked at, there was a restaurant in Broadview that I worked at. My mom worked there, I worked there. And then eventually there started to be restaurants around.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a pet hospital here in Westchester. And there was a wonderful jewelry store in Westchester. I can't think of all the ones that were there. And there was a big to-do about whether or not they should build stores on 31st and Wolf.
I was just going to ask about that whole huge complex there now. Was there always something there?
There was farms.
There was, okay.
Everywhere around us was farms. In fact, Westchester, I heard, I never saw it, but I heard there was an airport here.
Hmm.
And it was all just farmland around us. And in fact, our area, Heidorn, Bober, Haas, were the names of farmers that had farms in this area.
Hmm.
Whereas when the man who built up Westchester had everything British. All the streets around Cambridge and Sussex and
mm-hmm.
all those were the only area that's German. So
after the farm owners,
yeah.
Interesting.
So that was all farms around in there, and then when the builders wanted to do a grocery store and make a whole area, a lot of people said, well, we have the area over on Mannheim, what do we need another one for, you know? But it came to be. And I think it's fairly popular. Both areas are fairly popular, mm-hmm. you know. And there's a restaurant there, the Westchester Inn. And then there's Paul's.
Now they have the big Mariano's there.
Now they have, Dominic's was there, now it's Mariano's. And when my brother Bill was a teenager, he called Westchester Deadchester. and I remember thinking, well, that's not true. But anyway, he was a teen and he wasn't happy about all that stuff. So grocery stores were here fairly early, but not when I first moved in.
Okay.
And there was a theater here, a theater in the round, in Hillside, on the other side of the Eisenhower. Well, that was another thing, the Eisenhower. When I was 18 and 19, when I was 18, I worked downtown. I took the L. Now the L was only available at Des Plaines.
Okay.
The Westchester station was gone. So we had to get to Des Plaines and take the L, and I worked as an elevator operator at a hotel downtown when I was 18. When I was 19, I worked with my dad at Harvester 26th in California. And we would, I was in a carpool, and we would drive to Des Plaines and get on the Eisenhower, which was, hooray, the Eisenhower. But they didn't build it all the way out here because Forest Park had a cemetery there, and they had years, it took years to get permission to move graves before they could finish the Eisenhower. So that was exciting to have the Eisenhower. And then the Hillside Round Round Theater, they had regular theater shows there, and people from all around in Westchester, and lots of us would go see the theater plays there. And we were very disappointed when that theater in the Round died. And then they had a movie house in Hillside, too, and now it's a Boeing place. And then there was a movie, another set of movies, a lot of, like a 17 theater place in the same area that Hillside Theater in the Round was.
Are we talking about off of Harrison?
Yes.
There? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I can picture that.
Yeah. And it was a huge tent. You know, they'd set it up every summer, and everybody here looked forward to it, you know.
Yeah.
And now they have had some plays at IHM. A local theater group has put on plays there. And I've gone to that, too. Divine Infant used to put on fantastic shows in the fall, I think it was. And we had a lot of talent in Westchester for singing and dancing. And they would set up the school in different classrooms would become different theaters or dance halls. They put on a terrific show every fall, for many years. And I think everybody in Westchester participated. It wasn't just Divine Infant people, you know. I mentioned the plays. The L Station, I talked about that they changed it, you know, dropped it. We were very disappointed when...
It was the Canterbury Station.
The Canterbury Station was taken away. Because it really came into the heart of Westchester, and people all around could walk to it. And I have a funny story. I was active in La Leche League, which is an organization that helps mothers to breastfeed their babies. And we had visitors from New Zealand staying with us. And Frank and I and the kids had taken them downtown. And we took them for a tour of the downtown area. We went on a boat tour as well. And to get onto the boat, we saw the Billy Goat Tavern. And Ra, the man, was very sharp. So that later that night, a mother Franz took them downtown to Chinatown for dinner. And the two women that took them down got lost coming back. 22nd Street. I mean, if they just stayed on 22nd, it would have been fine. But anyway, well, they ended up passing by Billy Goat Tavern, trying to get to our house. And Ra, who's the name of the man from New Zealand, said, "I know where we are. I can get us back." And he did.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty good. And he took the train. He went with Frank to work, and he came back on his own and got to the Des Plaines train, took the bus from Des Plaines to the stop here at Canterbury, and then walked the rest of the way to our house. So my children participated in library programs here. Writing stories, poems, there might be something from one of my daughters downstairs in the children's area.
Yeah.
And they came for the summer programs of reading the books and participating and stuff like that. And I myself have come for some of the movies that they've presented.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I come here a lot for books.
Yeah.
Read a lot of books. So
this, you know, this is the 50th anniversary of the building. This fall, 50 years ago,
uh-huh.
the building we're in now was built.
Right.
So this, and this came after it moved from the Village Hall to here.
Right.
Yeah. And then I think in the 80s sometime, there was that expansion.
Expansion,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, my dad told me you got to vote for it.
Yeah. Well, he sounded like a good guy.
He was. He was building commissioner for a short while, too, for Westchester. So the library programs, that's all I can think of right now with that. I feel like the library has been a huge benefit to our area. Huge benefit.
I mean, just as a just public resource in general, or for students, or
yes,
a community center.
Yeah, yeah. They would come here and study too,
mm-hmm.
and get the kids involved in learning different things,
mm-hmm.
and wanting to read, and it's been a great. A great resource for our parish, our town.
Thank you.
Some of the services here, you know, there was, as I mentioned, there was a volunteer fireman,
mm-hmm.
and they were terrific. And if it was a big enough fire, they would come from other places too.
Okay.
And my dad would be very proud to know that they have, have their own fire building and two stations and so on. My dad died at 56 in 1970. He died of cancer. But he was very active in the village itself.
Okay.
I participated in having paramedics come to my house for my husband, and they have been very, very helpful. I know that they do rides, and they help with housing people. I have friends who have called on the village and asked, or the township, and asked for help with their houses and things like that.
For seniors,
yeah.
Senior services? Okay.
So, I think Westchester has been very supportive of the older people,
mm-hmm.
too. And I know that the president of Westchester has met with seniors at different times and talked with them. And then we've had those phone calls where we were alerted for different things, and
mm-hmm.
the robocalls for seniors in particular, or mm-hmm. just Westchester residents, which I think has been a wonderful service. And the pool, well, there was a private Westchester pool, which we did not join, but my older girls took swim classes in Elmhurst. I used to bring them out there.
Oh.
And then at Proviso West.
Elmhurst had two public pools.
Yes, they did. And when they built the newer one in the south part of Elmhurst, that's where I took my girls to learn
mm-hmm.
how to swim. And when I was 32, there was, I believe it was the Kiwanis, had a temporary pool in the back of the Westchester building here in off of Westchester Boulevard.
What's a temporary pool like?
It was 3 foot deep.
Oh, like above ground pool.
Yeah,
above ground pool. Okay.
And they offered lessons.
Okay.
And so I learned how to swim in that 3 foot pool when I was 32.
Uh-huh.
And thanks to our president at the time, John Cindy, we got our present pool. And each of my four girls then were lifeguards there. And my two younger ones learned how to swim there.
Okay.
So that was really neat. And I participate every summer in the adult aquasize class. Mm. And I've been doing that for many, many years. So I've been very happy that the pool is here. And we've had parades in Westchester. The 4th of July parade is the biggest one.
Yeah.
And they had, which was, you know, continued for many years.
We were in it this year. We're usually in it.
Yeah, usually. Westchester, yeah. The library is usually in it. I've marched in it at different times for Respect Life and for Divine Providence. And for my girls being in Girl Scouts, mm-hmm. you know, and things like that. So, and I think it's a fun thing for the kids and for the adults. I thought it was wonderful when the Vietnam temporary wall came here.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed that with Westchester, that there is a Westchester, I mean, more than, I mean, any other suburb that I'm really familiar with, there's a lot to honor its veterans.
Yes, yes.
You know, I know that Sam Palia, the village president, and is very, it's like, you know, something that he makes it a point to do that. I know that there was the 5K run for a number of years honoring the veterans and different things they do on Memorial Day and mm-hmm. Veterans Day and so on.
And lighting the lights, the bags of lights.
Mm-hmm.
For the veterans, and there's in each of the parks, the two parks, and there were no parks, you know, when mm-hmm. I was a girl. And when the one in Westchester Boulevard came, that was really neat. And then I participated in the one at the off of Mayfair, and I've been there for a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So that was another couple of services that we developed, which I think has been very beneficial to the town. Well, as I mentioned, I was a member of La Leche League International, and Sally Murphy and I and Virginia Innocenti developed the La Leche League Westchester Hillside Group. And we were active here for 5 years or more. And La Leche League had its Illinois meeting, its second Illinois meeting at Divine Infant. It was a full-day gathering and conference for the state of Illinois. And subsequently, several people, Debbie Collins, Kathy Ribnick, a gal named Judy, I can't remember her last name right this minute. We were all involved from Westchester, helping mothers in Westchester and Hillside who wanted to breastfeed their babies. And we had meetings at different homes.
Okay.
So that was a very important part of my activities. And my current activities... in Westchester, I belong to a book club. It's mostly Divine Providence women. There's 9 of us. And we were written up in the Chicago Tribune in the Saturday issue where they talked about book clubs. And belonging to the Leche League, there's an alum group for those of us who are not actively working with young mothers. And there's a newsletter that comes out, and it's on the internet as well, and it's called Continuum, mm-hmm. the Leche League Continuum. And so I was asked to write a column about books, because I was a librarian at, I taught at St. Simeon School in Bellwood, and I taught in Cicero as well. And I was a librarian at those schools, as well as teaching for a number of years. And so I read a lot, and so I started writing a column the past 3 years or 4 years I've been writing, and I write three columns a year, and each column has four books reviewed. And a lot of people ask me for books, and so I decided I would write a little, just a list of books that are good that I've read during the year, and then I pass it out to my friends.
Okay.
So that, yeah, and I go to Aquasizes at the Y and in Elmhurst twice a week, and I'm very active in our parish. I've been for the past 13 years visiting the homebound and bringing communion to them.
Oh, okay. You're a Eucharistic minister?
Well, okay. I'm a Eucharistic minister at Masses, but this is minister of care.
Okay.
And a minister of care goes to people who can't come to Mass, mm-hmm. and we bring communion to them and have little prayer service. I'm also a lector at church.
Okay.
And I've become the coordinator of the ministers of care last year. I have a little stipend for that.
Okay. When St. Domitilla Parish closed, did the Westchester Catholic School see any bump in enrollment at all?
Yes.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yes. The parish didn't close, just the school.
Okay.
And St. Simeon closed, where I had taught.
Okay, was that in Bellwood?
That was in Bellwood, okay. Yeah.
Now, St. Domitilla, that closure was just in the past couple of years.
Yes, just in the past couple of years, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering if those kids would have gone to the Westchester School.
Yes, some came to DI and some came to DP.
Okay. Okay.
And it's kind of interesting when a Divine Infant, when they built their building, they had one building, and it was the church, and then during the week, they would divide it up into these three classrooms with, you know, stretchy walls. And then they built that new one section for classrooms. Well, when they were talking about Divine Providence, I don't know how they got the name, but anyway, they called us the new church, the people who were on this side of Westchester, of the other side of Mannheim, the west side. So we would meet with Father McInerney in the basement of the school, and the people who belonged to Divine Infant would meet in the church.
Okay.
So we did that for a while, and then we went to High Ridge School, which is now middle school, and we went to the second floor, and we were in the hallways. We set up chairs in the hallways, and in the corner was the altar, and Father McInerney would say Mass there.
Wow.
And then at that time, they bought a house on Windsor Drive, and Father Barry, William Barry, came, and he was the associate. Then they built our church was planned to be a gym, which it now is, but it was a church, and then they added the school.
And now, you had a photo. One of the photos was in...
Yes, from Divine Providence,
right, okay.
Yeah.
And you're saying that...
That was the church at the time.
And it's now a gym, but from the beginning it was intended to be...
It was intended to be a gym.
Okay. Interesting.
And then they finally got permission to build the church itself.
Okay.
And turn that on what was meant to be a gym is now a gym, and they, you know, have parties and things like that there.
Which, my own curiosity, now Divine Providence has greater enrollment, the school, is that right?
Right now we have 270 students, yes.
Oh, okay, that's pretty healthy.
Yeah.
And which parish is bigger, do you know?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Divine Infant's Church was built after I was no longer involved with it. Mm-hmm. We were in what would be the gym, you know, mm-hmm. that we were over there. And then they added another area, a whole new area to their school. Their school is sort of shaped like an L.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a bigger enrollment than we did for years.
Okay.
And I understand now that it's the reverse.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
And when they opened Divine Providence School, there were generally about 49 kids to a classroom, and we had 16 classrooms, so there was 2 first grades, 2 seconds, and so on.
Hmm.
Now there is not that, you know, we don't have that many students, yeah. And that's all I can think of right now.
Okay, well, that was great. The photos you gave us are going to be digitized, and thank you for sharing your memories with us today.
You're very welcome.